Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Trentucky Derby. I can't even do it.
Hey, it's all good.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Oh, no.
Just in general.
We got this.
I'm Jack. You are DJ Daniel.
That's me, baby. Cold Brew Truth Bomb.
Cold Brew Truth Bomb's coming at you on tomorrow's episode, or Hot Drip. Truth
Hot
bombs.
Trip.
Which is kind of gross, I think.
Legend.
But anyways, this is the trending episode. I am Jack. That is DJ Daniel.
It is I.
And this is where we cover the Olympics results.
Girl.
And yeah, so bad news all around on the Olympics results. You know, Naomi Osaka lost in an upset in early rounds.
Lost in number 42.
Yeah.
Not great.
Not great, but I mean, she was rusty and it was a single elimination. You know, shit happens. And then Simone Biles withdrew from the team competition and people are speculating breathlessly. What happened? Did she get hurt? Was she in need of some mental solace? And mostly, though, I think it's just mostly like American exceptionalism being like, we lost? What? I'm also seeing headlines where there's this headline that's trending that is Russia is banned from the Olympics. So why is it everywhere at the Tokyo Games?
Right.
Because they won the gold in the women's gymnastics team competition. So I don't know. The America still won the silver. Simone Biles posted saying she's very proud of her team. But yeah, it's very sad that, you know, it didn't end perfectly for her, since she is the best gymnast in the world, in the history of the world. But, you know. The other thing I was seeing was people being like, Kerry Strug landed a vault on a broken ankle, and like, that's how you do it.
No, it's not.
And that's not how you're supposed to do it. First of all, apparently they had it clinched before that. And Bela Lugosi, or is that his name? Bela Lugosi, or Bela, is that a horror movie guy?
That's a horror movie guy.
Okay, Bela Caroli. Ah. Just one Bela. That's all my brain has room for.
There you go. No, yeah.
But he he just like miscalculated and made her like do a thing that could have crippled her for life. You know. But anyways, that's what we should be aspiring to, because Olympics are serious business, bro. Women's basketball is kicking ass. I think Katie Ledecky, the swimmer, came in second by a split second and caused the coach of the Australia swimmer who came in first to like lose control of their body, which was fun.
Oh my God. I think I saw that video. That was so spectacular.
Yeah.
There was also feeling it.
Yeah. I was watching a synchronized diving. If anybody saw this, the UK team won gold, and there was like, there were two coaches of the UK swim team who were hugging each other, but like it started to feel like they were getting more out of it. Like every celebration was like an excuse to just like really
show love,
throttle each other. Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's an awkward thing to do, is celebrate repeatedly victories. But anyways, the Olympics.
Did you guys already cover archery? Was archery yesterday or two
I didn't
days ago?
We didn't. I didn't see anything about archery. Man. Good times.
It's just, it's one of those, I mean, it's one of those sports that, you know, I would call myself like a longtime fan of by any means, but just checking it out during the Olympics is such an impressive fucking feat. The concentration, the equipment they use, it's like you think it's a bow and arrow until you see this enormous counterweight on the other end. They're holding this like enormous machine that you're like, I think I identify the parts of that that are in fact a bow. And then you just see these people hit 10 after 10 after 10, like 30 meters down the line, perfect shots, like dead center of the target. And it's like you lose by a matter of 1 or 2 points in either direction. And it's so sick. And of course, and the South Korean women's team, of course, won again. They are undefeated in archery since it became an event. And the South Korean men as well took it for... Korea taken both golds for archery.
I don't know why you just wouldn't use a gun, bro.
they got skeet shooting too.
And we got America won. We got a better version of that.
Big shocker. Big shocker. America took skeet shooting. Dude missed one clay pigeon. Like,
wow.
I know. Sick.
Anyways, shout out to archery. Shout out to all the Olympic Olympic athletes over there risking their lives, except for the ones who are unvaccinated. So Capitol riot inquiry began in Washington, D.C. today. There was some testimony from some of the police who were on the ground talking about just brutal attacks that they withstood. And, you know, Liz Cheney finally got to speak and like laugh at the Republican leader McCarthy for calling her like a Nancy Pelosi Republican. It felt like a bad day for him and his ilk to, you know, be fully bought in on like, this is no big deal. And then like have the dude come up and be like, okay, so here's what actually happened. And you know, not be able to ignore it. Bad look. And this will be ongoing, so we'll see.
Do you anticipate any action being taken against any senators or any people actually in charge? Is this going to just, you know, fall apart, disintegrate into nothing?
Probably. But I don't know. I don't know process well enough to know like if there's any chance of anything. I mean, like in terms of official like censure or whatever, I don't know what truly matters. I could see there being revelations that change public opinion enough that like the Republicans have to act in some way or another. But it was interesting. I was listening to NPR this morning, cause I'm now driving
hilarious
to work.
Love NPR.
And their coverage of this on their daily podcast Up First really like felt like it was the Republican like if the Republicans had to have a non Fox News alternative that like pretended to be mainstream, because they like interviewed Jim Jordan and like they do so much both sidesing it that it almost strikes you as like, well, that because the right wing side of things has gone so far in the direction of like madness, it just feels really weird to try and both sides like this one. But they were like, and so Jim Jordan says it's political theater, and we'll just have to see what Democrats are able to prove. And it's like that, I don't know, it just feels weird. They're just bad.
Yeah.
NPR, bad at their job. Sometimes.
Unfortunately.
Sometimes they're good. All right, let's continue on with the animal theme that is definitely happening in the zeitgeist. We've had A Pig is a new critically acclaimed movie starring Nicolas Cage. It's like the comeback movie of Nicolas Cage's career. They say he like could win an Academy Award for this one. There is the horse that visits people in the hospital, which we'll talk about in more depth.
Probably too much depth
on tomorrow's episode.
Just the right amount of depth, IMO.
Yeah. And so two stories on that we're going to be covering and trending. First, a new A24 horror movie called Lamb.
So strange.
Very strange. No, I don't think there's anybody who, I don't think it's valid for someone to be like, no, it's not strange.
It's totally fine.
It's a movie in which a couple who has lost children, it would appear based on the trailer, their sheep or goat. Is it a sheep or a goat? I guess a sheep, right?
I think it's a sheep. Yeah. Lambs are baby sheeps.
Yeah. Gives birth to a baby that is half human, half lamb.
Right.
It seems like things are going to go well. Not really, because you already get a sort of vibe from the trailer. But then the sheep come for their baby. They're mad or something. I don't know. Seems to be like some satanic stuff going on.
There's major Satan imagery in the whole thing.
Yeah. Anyways, it seems very creepy. The child baby hybrid is just a 4-year-old with a lamb head, like expertly photoshopped onto it. Just very strange.
It's a deep fake. It's a very specific kind of deep fake of animal faking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, like, because there's that Sweet Tooth Netflix show where they give like a child like little hints at animal features and like a couple horns on its head,
right,
and like
right.
little whiskers, and this is just like, nah, this fool's got got a lamb head. And it's fun.
Straight up lamb head. Yeah, we'll
lamb
see.
Lamb head.
I'm interested. Also, do you know, this is just my ignorance. You know what language it's in?
No clue.
I don't know either, but I was watching the trailer. I was like, oh, I don't recognize this at all. So yeah. I'm excited for whatever setting this is going to take place in. Icelandic. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Super Producer Brian. I think someone said that earlier, and I thought it was a joke, but wow. All right. Crazy. Hungry. That's me right now. Am I right?
So Brian says Icelandic. Anna says Hungary. Brian says everyone has Icelandic names.
And now the two of them will fight to the death to determine who's right.
But I think the thing that is right is your Hungary joke, which is pretty great.
I got a sandwich on my shirt. I'm always hungry.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Terrible.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and we have the answer. Lamb is Icelandic, made in Hungary.
Boom. There you go.
There you go. Dum-dums. I thought it was Iceland. Wow.
Wow.
You guys look like idiots. All right. Issa Rae got secretly married to her boyfriend, who's just like a hot dude. I don't know. We always cover this whenever somebody marries just a normal. He's like some good-looking businessman guy. She didn't tell anyone this was happening. And seemed to get away with like a pretty private and low key ceremony in the south of France.
Deserved.
She's managed the magic trick of keeping her private life private while being like on the cover of lots of magazines and just super talented and a movie star. It's like the Dolly Parton-esque feat of career management. But I'm pulling for these guys, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's the wise move, like based on results. Julia Roberts, Dolly Parton, Matt Damon. So, yeah, it just seems like that.
Another nobody.
Loser.
Bunch of losers.
It's What's the matter, bro? Couldn't get anyone famous to marry
you? There you go.
So super producer Brian was pointing out that we missed a little troll move by the FAA.
Big troll, big drama, big troll.
On the day of Jeff Bezos's trip to the very tip of outer space, the FAA changed their definition of what an astronaut is so that Jeff Bezos would not be considered an astronaut. In your face, Bezos. I like the general tippage of the zeitgeist towards hating billionaires. When even the FAA is getting in on it, you know, we're headed in the right direction, I think.
Especially when all they have to do is anything positive. Do one thing positive for society and we won't hate you. But until that point, being like, yeah, space travel. Space travel is good. Space travel is not ending homelessness or world hunger or putting your money towards climate change.
Right.
You do one of those, hit one of those three and we're good.
Yeah. There was a woman who was 7 weeks pregnant, made her HR department, this is in relation to the Amazon story, made her HR department aware she was pregnant, and they wouldn't, like, her doctor was like, she shouldn't be lifting anything more than 50 pounds. Her HR person allegedly told her that there was nowhere in the fulfillment center that wouldn't require the lifting. She went back to work, was pressed by her manager about moving slowly and taking long breaks, and eventually ended up having a miscarriage.
Oh, fun.
And meanwhile, Jeff Bezos, quote, I want to thank every Amazon employee and every that Amazon customer, because you guys paid for all this so seriously. For every Amazon customer out there and every Amazon employee, thank you from the bottom of my heart very much. Fucking it's very trash. Appreciated.
Fucking trash.
Shout out to him. Y'all paid for it. I hope you liked it. And finally, in our second animal hybrid story, I think we might just want to fuck animals. I think, do not isolate that.
Oh boy.
Play it back. But I think
the memes are coming.
You know, there's been just a lot of hints. I think from the beginning of time, like one of the first cave paintings is like a half lion, half human. But anyway,
sexy half lion, half human.
Yeah. Adam Driver is in a new ad in which he sprints shirtlessly into the ocean, is swimming in the ocean, and suddenly there is a horse in the ocean with him. Very madness. Sensual, sexual vibes in the ad. And then brief shot of Adam Driver as a centaur on
the
beach.
There you go. Boom.
Bang, bang.
For all you Adam Driver lovers and horse people.
Yeah. People are into this. I think people are going to like this. It's for, by the way, Burberry cologne.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I don't think I had to tell you that. You probably assumed based on the events of the commercial. But
cologne's name is Hero.
Is it really?
Also, it is Hero. Also, bad joke incoming. Adam Driver now changing his name to Adam Ryder. There you go. Boom. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
All right, that's the end of the show. I'm not even going to say the wrap up. That's it. Bye, everyone. Maybe bye. Forever.
Maybe forever.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.